What was the true color of her hair?
Brown, not too dark a brown. She was a platinum blonde for a while in the movies. The story I hear, Sidney Gilliroff, who was head of makeup at MGM, during the Technicolor days, got the red.
He suggested.
Sidney Gilliroff.
Because of the coloring, made her a redhead.
Yeah.
Did she go to a dresser every week?
Oh, Irma Kuzley was Lucy's hairstylist forever. She met Irma on a movie set, and it might have been stage door. I'm not too sure about that. Because Irma did do Katharine Hepburn, and she did Judy Garland. She did so many other people. And that's how Lucy met Irma Kuzley. And Irma got her start in Hollywood by working at Max Factor, making wigs. Lucy always wore a wig when she was on camera because her own hair was fine and it would just melt under the lights. So she always had a wig. And Irma, one week she would do henna, real Egyptian henna, and the next week she would do a clairol color. I used to know the formula. I probably might still find it in some old book or something. But when Lucy became a redhead was in the mid-40s.
And then she did wear a wig.
Always, when she was working.
It was always a wig. We never saw her real hair.
It was just like the wig. Same style and everything. Same color, same style.
How did Desi and Lucille meet?
They met on the set of Too Many Girls. George Abbott was a famous producer of stage work and movies. Desi had done the Broadway stage show of Too Many Girls. He played a football player at a college. And Lucy was hired to do the movie as the young female actor. And the two met at Paramount Studios in Los Angeles. Boy, that was history-making.
Was it from first sight, do you think, that
yes,
they connected immediately?
I'm sure it was. And Desi was so charming, and Lucy was so beautiful. She really was a beauty. By the time she started the Lucy show, she was already 40 years old. And by some Hollywood standards in those days, that was kind of old. So Too Many Girls, I've seen the movie a million times. Ann Miller was in it. Lucy got Ann Miller, I think it was Ann's first job. Ann was very, very young.